Hey everybody, it's Failing to Freedom!
Welcome. My name is Walnut Ajinor.
Hey, why did you look at me like that? I'm Katasi Kajubi, and welcome, this is Failing to Freedom, everybody.
We're happy to have everyone here back.
Thank you for all those who are coming back, and thank you to our new listeners. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is a podcast about our journey through real estate, through to financial freedom through real estate investing. We are two real estate investors. We buy and sell homes. We buy them from homeowners and either sell them at a wholesale price to
other investors,
or we fix them up and sell them. So we flip houses. Thank you for joining our podcast. Our mission this year is actually to give you guys more information about how you can flip houses while we share our experiences on what we did.
Exactly. We want to inspire upcoming entrepreneurs or real estate investors by sharing our journey with them. So, topic we have today is, should I quit my job?
Should I quit my job? Or how to quit my job?
Right.
How to consider quitting my job? The reason why we're bringing this up is because since entrepreneurship has become such like a sexy, trendy thing, a lot of people struggle with whether they should quit their jobs. And while we're not here to, we are never going to be here to tell you what you should and should not do. We just want to kind of talk about the reasons why people say they want to quit their jobs and kind of give some tips on how to consider these reasons in deep thought to decide whether you should quit your job or not, because every situation is unique to the person.
Definitely.
We don't know you. We don't know what your situations are. We don't know the life you live. We don't know what your circumstances are. So I cannot tell you yes, yes or no. All I can ask you to do is to take control of your life and think things through and make the best decision for you.
Definitely. And there's some great things to consider that we're going to share with you, because we've been through it and we're always going to go through it so long as we're entrepreneurs and building our business.
So, Walner, actually, you can start. What did you do?
Oh, man. When it comes to quitting my job, well, first thing, and I've mentioned it before in a previous podcast, I was scared as hell initially. I was scared as hell and you know that. Mm-hmm. My risk level to quitting my job and to diving into entrepreneurship and business for myself, it wasn't something that, you know, I was fired up and just ready to do. I was passionate to do it, but fear was definitely a part of my whole process, because evaluating the bills that I had, my monthly expenses, you know, and thinking down the road, you know, what if this doesn't work? Am I secured? And, you know, my job was pretty flexible with me being in the healthcare field. There's lots of different shifts available. There's part-time work. There's per diem work. So what I actually did was I stopped going full-time and I went to a per diem position. And that allowed me the flexibility. Of course, you know, I was susceptible to possibly not having enough hours at work and things like that. But it was better. It was a better option for me to take a per diem shift rather than just quitting all out. Mm-hmm. And you know, possibly something going wrong. And now I'm back, you know, filling out job applications again, trying to get a job. So that worked out for me that way. But definitely I had to evaluate all of that stuff before plunging in knee deep.
So when did you eventually stop going to work?
Well, when we started our real estate company, I didn't stop working until we made our first deal, which was 6 months after four to five months after we started that I finally quit my job.
Yeah.
So it took me, yeah, it took me 4 to 5 months before I really said, okay, I'm confident enough to fully dive in.
So what's the most important thing to you as far as your job? Do you think you can ever work a job again? Like a regular job under somebody else?
After starting this company, it's I don't see myself in that arena. It would be, it was easy to work for somebody else when I never worked for myself before. Mm-hmm. I now have a lot of flexibility to do things on my terms. So it would be really, 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 really hard for me to go back to that environment.
So what's the most important thing for you? What's the most important reason why you chose to work for yourself?
Flexibility. Flexibility to create my own schedule, mm-hmm. to create my own content, and mm-hmm. kind of be a pioneer in the way I want to take the company, which direction I want to take the company and make those decisions.
Control,
right.
Okay, that's really cool. Well, I quit my job up front. I quit my job. So I used to work for Fidelity, and I didn't have such a flexible option. I worked 9 to 5. And I worked about 45 minutes away, which really meant that I had to leave the house at 7 o'clock if I wanted to get to work by 8. Because if I left after 7 o'clock, I would begin to work at like 9:30. So I had to have 2 hours ahead of time that I had to go to work. I hated the commute. It was always traffic. So I never really even worked 9 to 5. I worked 7 to 7 because I had to commute, and you don't get paid for your commute hours. So that was super annoying to me. I had worked other jobs in my life. Like, I had worked, Walner has had more jobs than me in his life. We all keep a tally. But I had other jobs. And I just don't think it's for me. Like, I quit, I left some other jobs. Of course, not just like off the rip, but before I got into entrepreneurship, I would just find new jobs because it just wasn't satisfying to me. Like, it wasn't satisfying. It wasn't interesting.
All right. So it was kind of getting a new job all the time was kind of a new beginning.
Yeah, it was exciting at first. I was like, oh, new beginning, new company. And then it was like, oh, I can't stand this. Right. So, like, I just don't think that I'm built for it personally. I have a lot of ideas, as you know. Mm-hmm. And, like, I just like to create things. And what's important for me, creative control is absolutely important for me, and also ability to grow as big as I want,
right,
to, and right, take whatever I want to, creative control to grow things as big or as small as I want them to be is really important for me.
Definitely.
So that's why I just don't want to work for someone else. And when I discovered this business and we started it, I think I did like 2 months or 1.5 months, and then like I just quit. Like, I quit. I had like 3 months worth of savings.
Yeah.
And I just quit because I couldn't stand it. And, like, I was trying to, like, thug it out and, like, you know, make more money, maybe, you know, push through it and do it part-time like some people do, like, build enough, you know, reserves or get my business going enough where I can leave after that. But, listen, I already could not stand it. Like, you know, my threshold of when the job, you know, the new fresh beginning was interesting, that already passed. So I was already annoyed by my job. I was annoyed by the commute. Then I started this new business that I was really, really excited about. And then I got, like, this toothache. Remember when I got that toothache?
I don't.
Remember when I got my tooth pulled?
Oh, yeah. And you, the whole lying thing you did?
I got my tooth pulled, and I was, like, on top of not liking my job, I had this toothache. And that day that I had my toothache, I never went back to work after that. Because right. I'm like, I already hate my job. I'm not going back to work with this toothache. So toothache's already a pain. But to go, I guess, like, literally the toothache was really what pushed me over the edge. It's so funny because, like, that was the last time I went to the job. When I had that toothache that night, I was like, I'm not going to work anymore. And I called and I quit.
It was so awkward. Like, a couple weeks later, like, you had to go back in to turn in your badge or something like that.
Yeah, they wanted me to. Like, yeah. I had to, like, go drive it in or whatever. That's fine. But it's like, that toothache just pushed me over the edge. Like, I'm not going into work with this toothache. Like, how strong does God want me to be? So I got my tooth pulled. I stayed home. Like, and I never went back to work, and I just worked business full time. And I mean, thank God things took off, and you know, we weren't left completely destitute. But
well, one thing you didn't mention, thank God and thank me as well.
Oh, yes. Sorry. So Wanda still was working.
God, you see
what I'm doing. And if there was any problems, then yes, I would have all the money. I have full access to Wanda's income. And so, yes, Wanda definitely stayed working. And that was one of the things. He's like, you know, I can work per diem. I'm flexible. So I manned the business full time. And then Wanda worked. And that was really helpful. But essentially, you know, even us, we had two different levels and two different, like, thresholds that we were willing to take. So, and Wanda can still go back to his job.
Yeah, I mean.
If he wants.
Yeah, and I've always kept that line open because that's just the person I am. I'm definitely passionate and want to dive in deep in the things that I love. However, I have to, you know, keep a clear mind of being grounded and having the perspective to for worst case scenarios, and that's just my worst case scenario, leaving that portal open to fall back to.
Exactly. Like I mean I was so messy with the way I left my job,
but it worked out.
I can't go back to my job, and nor do I even want to, but that's just kind of the two different, even with this, in this unit here, we had two different routes. So what we're basically now going to talk about is five reasons why we have heard people say that they want to leave their job. Mm-hmm. And then we will talk about the pros and cons of that reason, what to consider right. on both sides of the coin, right. and also a suggestion.
Right. I hope this is very helpful for our listeners out there.
First reason people want to leave their jobs. Mm-hmm. I want to work for myself. I want to be my own boss.
That has to be one of the biggest, most...
textbook reasons.
Yes.
Why
yes.
people want to leave their jobs. And... the pro side, mm-hmm. like Warner said, he has control.
Yeah. You leave your job, you have creative control, you
make all the decisions.
You can kind of
lead,
make the direction of where you want the business to go. And that's just, it's a good experience.
It's a very good experience.
And you're now calling the shots. And comes with a lot of responsibility, but it's a very good experience.
And it's a good experience, not but.
And it's a good experience.
Yes, definitely two sides of the coin. And but, why I said but and corrected him with the but is because but negates whatever you said before it. So these two things exist at the same time. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's a lot of responsibility and it's really cool. The other side to the coin is what comes along with that is the fact that you may have not liked having one boss before. When you work for yourself, your bosses multiply. Because when it comes to accountability, like for us, for example, every person whose house we are trying to sell, we have to answer to them. Every single one of them. We have financial partners who we have to answer to as well. We have to answer to each other. So I went from having one boss to having several. Very opinionated, very loud bosses. So you actually end up working for a lot more people. And that really is the responsibility as a leader. You have a lot more people that you answer to, right. quite frankly. So if you think that it's going to be like, no one can tell me what to do, kind of, sort of, because ultimately you can say, I don't care what you think. I'm just going to do this my way. That's an option. You do have to work with other people as well.
Right. And we don't immediately see it that way. But if you want to grow a business and make money and monetize whatever you do,
you have to answer to other
exactly,
people.
Exactly.
Every time your package comes in wrong and you're cussing out Amazon, Amazon has to listen to that stuff and consider it and fix problems.
Right.
You know, as a business owner and as the CEO, you are the head problem solver in charge. That means all the buck stops at you. It's all your fault. If there's a bad employee, like we struggle with contractors, it's always your fault. When the company does well, it's because of you, and when it doesn't do well, it's also because of you. Also,
I'll correct that.
Yeah.
When the company does well, it's everyone that works for you.
And you.
And you. You play a part in it, but you always, as a CEO, you always want to give all the congrats and all the kudos to the people that made it happen on your team. Behind their backs, you can go and celebrate if you want. But
you can all celebrate because you all deserve, quite frankly. Yeah, and it can get overwhelming because you answer to a lot of people.
Yes, it can.
Even when we have contracts on the draft, we get on our nerves, we still work for them also.
Definitely.
So, you go from one boss to multiple. So it's not just like you're just going to be out here wilding out doing what you want. Mm-hmm. Yes and no. One thing that you consider or do in the meantime while you're thinking about that particular point is start to develop self-awareness and emotional IQ. So self-awareness, first of all, think, am I even a leader or am I even CEO material? Can I take pressure from a lot of people? Can I be ultimately responsible for other people's lives? If you have employees, you're the one responsible for making their paychecks. Can I be responsible for my life? Like, it's going to be your job and your responsibility to make money for yourself. As an entrepreneur, you eat only what you kill. So are you going to be up every morning hunting? Are you disciplined enough to run the show? Mm-hmm. Start learning about yourself, because a lot of people really aren't even leadership material. Not everyone is a leader. Some people are followers, like, or supporting. And that is not a bad thing. Who you are genuinely is never a bad thing. It's actually your best chance at having a happier life. If you're more of a supporting cast member who doesn't want the responsibility for payroll and taxes and all the people's lives, then putting yourself in that position, you're going to crack and fail and just make yourself miserable. So understand yourself and understand how you interact with other people. Then make the decision whether, if this is important to you at the end of the day, if you're self-aware and you know you can do this, then quit your job.
Definitely.
You know?
Yeah.
What's the second reason?
Second reason is I want more freedom.
I want to quit my job because I want to pick my own hours.
Oh, yeah. I want to make my own hours. I want to work from home. I want to work at Starbucks. I want to work at Barnes & Nobles. I want to work at the local cafe. I even want to work remotely out of the country.
Mm-hmm. That's juicy.
And, you know, again, that's a great experience. It's so empowering and it feels so good where you can wake up and say, you know what? I'm going to work down the street, or I'm going to work, you know, in the next city over. You know, it's really good because, again, you can change scenery. You can, you know, have the flexibility to do that.
Yeah, you can be in your best. It can also help your mood to not be in the same seat at the same desk all the time.
Definitely. And also, you make your own schedule. So you wake up when you want. I mean, if you want your day to start at 10 in the morning, if you want it to start at 3 in the afternoon. Yeah. Depends on how, you know, you structure your business.
Or what are the best hours for you. Some people aren't morning people.
Right.
Some people thrive overnight. So maybe you can run your business the way that works best emotionally for you.
Exactly.
And that's awesome.
One thing to consider is where you may want more freedom, it comes with responsibility. And primarily, it comes with time management. Yeah. You have to assess, again, what Katasi said, who you are, what type of person you are. Now, are you a type of person who has good time management skills? Because you're going to be the one making your own hours. And it's so easy, if you don't have good time management skills, for the whole day to go by and nothing gets done.
If you think that you're coming home from work and binging Netflix in those last 3 hours and all of a sudden it's time to go to sleep and go to work again, if you think that you waste your time there, then give yourself a whole day and see if you won't waste your whole day.
Oh, yeah. And it's actually really cool because for this new year, 2017, you started this whole time management thing where you have us keeping our logs.
Yep.
To see where how effectively we're using our time, where we're wasting it, where we're most productive. And at the end of the month, we're going to assess it to see what works best for the both of us.
Yeah. So what we would say as a tip for if this is something that you would like, if you want to be an entrepreneur because you want more freedom, first of all, assess if you even should quit your job. Because if your problem is you don't have time to do the things that you want to do, assess how you spend your time. If if you have to go to work, you know, and commute, and you essentially work from 7 to 7 with your commute considered, and then you come home and then you watch TV until 11 o'clock, then you go to sleep, you know, you feel like you don't have enough time to do a hobby or, you know, other things that you want, or even run a side hustle or something like that. Assess your time. How are you really using your time? And you can find that you actually can maintain your job, and that's not a reason to leave your job and start a whole nother business, because you can do both.
Exactly. I mean, if you work in a 9-to-5, you can come home and literally You know, if you're really passionate, if you're seriously passionate about what you're doing, you can have, there's more hours in the day to actually consider and put and apply and learn the things that you want to do, and then you grow from there.
And then, you know, develop the time management skills. Just learn how to manage your day as your day is currently. Mm-hmm. So before you leave your job, manage your, because even if you do decide, hey, I still manage my time and I still don't have enough time, so I want to leave my job, that's fine. Because I personally felt like, I was like, yo, I'm working 7 to 7. I hate this place. I'm tired. I'm emotionally annoyed. I don't even have to deal with this place. By the time you leave your job, you at least have the discipline and the time management skills in place to now govern a whole 24 hours to yourself.
Definitely.
Because like Juana said, this year we are auditing our days. We are tracking our days from beginning to end to see how we use our time, see how we can get better. Because you can't change it if you don't track it. My friend Maciel taught me that as far as weight loss. Track it so that you can change it. So my suggestion to you would be to assess your discipline and time management skills. And then decide, okay, should I quit my job or not? Because you really could have time to do everything you want to. You just aren't using your time properly.
Right.
The third reason why people don't want to work for someone else is because they feel like their ideas aren't being heard and they want more creative control.
Right.
And this makes Walner laugh. Why does it make you laugh, Walner?
You know what? Here's why it makes me laugh. I used to be on the unit at work. I was in healthcare. I worked at a hospital. And there's days I would walk into the break room and literally everyone's locker would be decked out, you know, with their personal family pictures and all that stuff. And here's what translated to me in the office gossip or the unit gossip you would hear in the break room. People wanting to...
The politics.
Oh, yeah. People wanted things to be done a certain way. Other people want things to be done this way. People talking bad about their bosses and all that stuff. And it was always funny to me because the emotional investment people put into their jobs. And it goes down to saying, you know, you want to be heard, but you have to understand that the system is not run by you. You understand? You're not the one making the final decisions. And it's not to say that you have bad ideas or not. You know, you can have great ideas that may work for the team or for the company. But at the end of the day, you can't take it personal if that's not the direction the company wants to take.
Exactly.
Because like we discussed earlier, the company is already making money. Yeah, it could make more, but if they're comfortable with the model that they have right now and it's making them a profit, I mean, they don't have to incorporate any new ideas. Yeah, they can, but they don't have to. And it shouldn't ruin your day.
Yeah.
You know, because you're, at the end of the day, you're not the boss or the manager or the CEO.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're that passionate that you have ideas and it's not being heard, I mean...
Start something new. If that's so important to you.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, like Walner said, the businesses that you're working for have a model. And if they're profitable, like if Amazon is profitable delivering packages, like with Prime 2 days, and you're like, I have this idea to get stuff in, like,
Using drones or whatever.
Yeah, I think they're going to use drones. But yeah, you know, or like, perfect example, like Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A don't open on Sundays.
Right, they don't.
So if you're going to be an employee and you're going to go in there and be like, you know what, guys, I think we can triple our profits if we open on Sundays. And then your boss is like, no, we don't do that here. We're happy with the numbers we make. We make money this way. You cannot whine and be like, you can't really be too bruised by that.
Right,
because can't. It may be a good idea, but at that company, it's just not the way they make money. You know, like if you go to the Y and you're like, oh, you know what you should do? You should go for profit because the Y is a nonprofit. They might be like, you know what? I know that works for some places, but that's not how we do things here. That is perfectly acceptable. And at the end of the day, that's their right.
Exactly.
So if that is that important to you, and if you see a problem that should be solved, if you see a path that's being underutilized and you believe in it that much, then absolutely figure out a way to create something of that or join a different organization that values that.
Right, right.
You know, you can also try talking to your boss, I would say, to see if there's a way that maybe you can start a small project, or a way that your ideas or some of your ideas can be utilized, or a way that you and the way you are can fit into that company. But if at the end of the day it doesn't work for that company, join a different organization. That could be the solution. It doesn't always mean starting something.
Right.
It could be joining a different company, or it could mean just, like we said, start something else.
Right.
So consider that, you know? And also consider that you may have good ideas, but it may not work for everybody.
Exactly.
Chick-fil-A is not going to open on Sundays because you think it's a good idea. It may be an idea that works, but if at the end of the day, that's not the model they want to follow and they're fine and they make money the way they do, then, you know, people take their companies in whatever direction they choose to.
Exactly.
So I would suggest talking to your boss, seeing if there's a different way you can, or a different team that you can fit into. Start something new within the company. If they don't want that, join a different organization that values that kind of thing. If that doesn't work out for you, maybe also consider starting something else.
Exactly.
Our
fourth bullet
is, I want to monetize my talent.
I hear that. I hear that.
A lot of people are good at something and they want to make money off of it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's awesome because ideas are what make good companies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone had the idea to, you know, make food quick and to have you pick out something in less than 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to go to a restaurant and order and wait. You can know there's a drive through now.
Right.
That idea, fast food, multi-billion dollar industry.
Look at
Hair care, multi-billion dollar industry. And then we accommodated people like naturals and different ethnicities.
Mm-hmm.
These are all good ideas. You have to understand at the same time that a good idea, the talent and the service is literally the smallest part of what makes a business successful.
Which is the product, right?
The product or the talent, mm-hmm, or the service.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could just, you know numbers really well and now you want to be an accountant.
Mm-hmm.
Business is so much bigger than a good talent or a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest part of business is communications or marketing. The second biggest part is accounting or money. The third biggest part is systems. And the smallest part is talent or service.
Exactly.
Listen, if being able to sing was enough to be rich, half the people at these church choirs, trust me, I am sure the people who can, there are absolute people in your church right now. If you
That'd
go to a Baptist church,
stars, yep,
that can sing better than Rihanna. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's no shade. Rihanna's a superstar, but understand, talent isn't what got her to where she has to.
No.
Talent is not what got Beyonce to where she got to.
Nope.
You know, her management,
mm-hmm,
drive, working, smart, being in the right place at the right time, meeting the right people,
mm-hmm,
money.
Same thing as Jay-Z.
Any star. Money. Right. Having money to produce albums. Now we have the internet, so now things are free, right? We don't have doorkeepers anymore. But the people who make it now are the people, not who are the most talented necessarily, but the people who are the most consistent with their online presence, who are consistently producing content. That's, mm-hmm, marketing. That's communication.
Right.
The more you're seen, you know, there'd be a lot of mediocre people out here who are more consistent at marketing themselves and therefore are more successful than a lot of people who are talented and, like, they don't have a social media page at all.
Right.
Because marketing, my friend, is way more important than talent.
Definitely.
So if you think, oh, I can braid hair, I'm going to make $1 million off of this, I'm going to, you know, open up a beauty salon and become the next. Listen, it's not enough.
The business model is definitely the most important.
The systems are, now how much more can you do? Can you scale this?
Right.
You know, because becoming a big business is about scaling. Now, how many heads can you braid? If you're the only one who's braiding hair, you're not going to become rich, my friend, unless you start charging like $10 million a hair.
Right.
A head.
You need that team. You need to put yourself out there.
Yep.
You need all of those things in place.
You need to be able to keep your money. So you need your taxes together.
Oh, yeah.
Your accounting and your books together.
Kind of like Uber and Lyft today. These aren't new concepts. Right?
Yeah.
There was
Magic Cab before.
Yeah, Magic Cab. But no one knew about Magic Cab.
And they couldn't execute. They
right.
didn't have systems.
Exactly.
So they failed.
The reason why Uber and Lyft are so popular today and so successful is because they've had a strategy, a business plan behind them.
Yeah.
And now they're on your smartphones. They're catering to different demographics where it's easy now. You can do jobs on the side. They've tweaked their models They took the magic cab and ran with it and turned it into a multi-billion-dollar industry.
So I tell you, ideas and talent and service are not what make a big business. So I know you can bake cookies, and that's fine. However, if you want to become Chips Ahoy, you need to be able to have marketing experience, marketing talent. Let me say the talent that works is the marketing talent, is the accounting talent, and the systems. You need to be able to scale it.
Yep.
That's more important than what you're able to do.
Right.
You know, the internet is free, and I will suggest that you can start online for free. Social media for now is free.
Right.
And it's amazing how much money you can make online because it's free.
Right.
But so if you have a talent, here's what I suggest that you do. If wanting to monetize your talent is important to you, here's what I suggest you do.
What are you going to tell him? Kick it to him, girl.
I'm going to tell him to take business classes.
Okay.
Read books. Learn about how to run a business. Because trust me, if you don't know how to run a business, your talent won't make you anything or give you anything but a headache.
Right.
Learn how to have a business. Once you start your business, I wouldn't suggest necessarily quitting your job. You don't have to necessarily quit your job. Do it part-time.
Right.
I know for real estate, for one thing is that you don't, you know, just because you have this idea that falls in your lap, that, you know, you may, if you're exploring, maybe you don't feel like quitting your job, you start doing it part-time. See how small you can build, and once you get things a hang of things, you can scale, or you can keep it part-time if you really like your job. You know, you don't have to leave your job even if, you know, you have a talent. You can do a side hustle. You can just use it to supplement. But please learn about running a business.
Yeah, read books, take courses. I mean, there's plenty of 2-year institutions. There's vocational schools. You can learn about marketing. You can learn about basic accounting. You can learn about basic systems.
Mm-hmm.
And learn from those, and then so you can have a basic foundation so that you can feel more confident getting into that world.
There's even YouTube. There's the internet.
Oh,
it's
a
completely free resource. There's so many things online that you can learn for free.
Exactly.
Or you can team up with people, network.
Oh, yeah.
Find people who can do things. If you really are like, listen, like I believe Mark Zuckerberg, he just focuses on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And he hires out his weaknesses. Like, he doesn't do his accounting. You can surround yourself with different people. I sure don't do art. Well.
You're tempted.
Yeah. We try different things that we can't. We hire out things that we cannot do. We have a CPA. We have different attorneys. You know, you can thug those things out through if you want yourself, but you can also just find different team members to supplement that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But also understand that you need to now start working with different people and managing them.
Right.
So understand that just because you're good at something or you have something that you like to do,
doesn't mean you'll have success at it.
Exactly. And our last and final point is, before you quit your job, ask yourself, am I financially able to?
That's a crucial one. That's up there too.
If you lost your job tomorrow, how long could you live? Like, when I say that, I mean,
how long are you able to sustain yourself
with your monthly expenses?
Right.
So how long could you live? A day? Two? A month? 2, 3, 4 months? A year? This is important, my friend, because whether or not you're an entrepreneur, your savings or your reserves accounts should be able to support you if something goes wrong yesterday.
Exactly.
Most of us are actually a paycheck away from being impoverished.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's like a...
That's a statistic.
That's
right,
a statistic.
Now.
Like
most Americans.
Most people are 1 or 2 paychecks away from being completely impoverished.
Destitute, right.
So are you able to? When I quit my job, I had 3 months of savings. I mean, that's not a long time. I'm not saying like, I'm so much better. But I had something. And that's kind of why I also was like, you know, I'm just going to do it.
And you had me. You can't forget me, Katase.
But when I say that, then I have all the money that you have.
No,
you don't want
no,
me to
no,
say that.
No.
So what do you want me to do? You want me to give you credit without giving? Like, listen. Anyways. Like, this dude owed me $8. He gave me $7 today.
It's a matinee movie.
Listen,
like
we agreed on the bet. He lost the bet, and he was supposed to give me money worth a matinee ticket. I believe a matinee ticket is worth
$6.95.
Plus tax?
Yeah.
I told you I don't want to bring my wallet out to the movie.
We didn't put tax in the bet.
I said I want to be treated to a matinee movie.
Yeah, Katase.
Taxes included. Okay, we're going to argue this after the podcast, because you're ridiculous, Mr. You Had Me.
And see, sales tax is a little too much. But tax was not included.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Are you financially able to? Because your business may also take a while to brew up. Some businesses take longer than others. Some businesses kick right off.
Right.
Some businesses take way longer.
Right. So it comes from first getting the education to know what it takes to run this, the type of business you want to run, and having the reserves to keep.
If that's the position you're in, if you have a Walner who can take care of you while you just thug it out, then that's cool. If you have parents who can support you, just know your financial situation. If you are like an only child whose only family lives in like halfway across the world and you have no access to them, or they're not able to support you, and you don't have any support, you know, think on that. Is that something that you want to do and you have no savings? Think about what you're able to do, you know, where you're able to sacrifice, you know, if you want to work longer until you create a certain type of reserves. I would say think about that. I would say think about working in your job while you have the business, because your job can be the first investor to your business. From your paycheck, you can start taking that money and funneling into your business. You can use your employer that way.
Exactly.
You know, understand that. Like, you're getting paid from your job, so you can use your employer that way. So you don't have to quit your job if you don't want to.
Also, what I would say is consider the people in your lives that this may affect. Because you understand that you want to jump into business, and it's a risky decision. It has its risks. Some industries are more riskier than others, but consider those in your lives who this will affect. So if you have kids, if you have a wife, if you have a husband, you know, if anyone who's close to you that this decision may affect, make sure you consider them. Because again, businesses don't always thrive and are successful. There's going to be rainy days, because there's always that build-up phase. It may not kick off right away, and there may be some tough times. We've been through tough times. So you have to consider the other people in your lives, how they may be affected, and just making sure everyone is on board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a suggestion that I would also highly, highly, highly recommend to you is create passive income. Create passive income and find an income stream. Because if you're a typical college graduate right now who's making $35,000 a year average, then you're never going to receive financial freedom, because first of all, the job that you're working is going to depend on your time. Anything that depends on your physical time, you can never become financially free from at that salary range, because you will never have enough time to work to, you know, make a lot of money.
Right.
So I'll say, consider making passive income. Gonna do the plug here. Do real estate.
Oh, yeah.
Real estate is a great way to, you can work another job and do real estate. I know I chose not to. That's because I just don't feel like I can work for people. But people do this every day. People supplement their income. You really can do real estate 10 hours a week. You can do it part-time. You know, you can do it part-time. You have creative control. You can choose the hours in which you do it after your job, and on weekends.
And you can make good money.
You can make good money. To supplement, understand real estate for us, I don't know if we shared this before, it's not like our dream.
Right.
It was a liberating vehicle to pull us from our jobs, to launch us into a new world of entrepreneurship that we have grown to appreciate.
And we enjoy it.
And we're completely using it. And you can do the same. And we want to empower you to use the same, because real estate is something that anyone can do. And it's something that I would argue that everyone should be looking into in some kind of capacity to do. So,
because we know that 95% of the millionaires out there, they've done it in some form in real estate. And that's just my tidbit on if you're really considering that.
Most wealthy people invest in real estate. Right. Point blank, period. It's a great wealth building tool, and it can be a great passive income building tool. So think about everything that we just said here. If you want to consider quitting your job, think about the reasons why you want to quit your job, if you want to work for yourself, if you want more freedom, if you want to be heard creatively, if you want to monetize your talent, if you want to be financially free. Think about all those reasons and meditate on the different you know, sides of the coin or what the pros and cons are. And then think about if there's different ways that you can remain in your situation and navigate, or if you ultimately just want to leave your job completely. We hope that this podcast helped. If you want to follow us, you can follow us on Instagram at FailingToFreedom, Instagram and Facebook, Failing to Freedom. On Twitter, we are Failing2Freedom. And on Periscope, we are Failing2Freedom as well. Send us over an email at failingtofreedom@gmail.com. If you have any questions, concerns, we would be happy to help you different ways that you can get into real estate. And, you know, we just want everyone to have their best life and their best chance. So,
hope this was helpful, and we hope to hear from you soon.
See you guys.
Thank you.